Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to another show on Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, we have Dr. Connie on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. And we just want to remind you, if you want to call in, that to get a free reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. To find out more about the shows and to see links and information about Dr. Connie, go to our website, which is spiritualconnections, with an S, radio.com. We actually reorganized the website today, so it's a little bit easier to understand. We kind of had before the weekly shows listed first and then the shows that are monthly listed on the bottom part of the page. And what we've done is just put them all in day of the week order and just specified in each of the shows if they're daily or monthly, just to make it easier on everybody to kind of find the information and stuff like that. We're also going to be working over the next 30 days to make available all our show archives through the Spiritual Connections website archives page like we had before. So that way you'll be able to find the person by name, because it'll be in alphabetical order, and then by date of show. So if you wanted to see a particular show, or if you're looking for one of the guests that we had on any of the shows, you'll be able to see in alphabetical order. So that should hopefully make it easier. I know a lot of people have been giving me feedback about how they go into Spiritual Connections Radio through Blog Talk, and then they have to dig through 25 pages of archives of shows, and they have a hard time finding the shows and stuff like that. So we're gonna kind of clean that up a little bit and make it a little bit easier. So we'll let you know as soon as we get that updated. As always, make sure to go check out Dr. Connie's website at drconniesays.com. Check out all the great tools she has available, and the new great service that we've been talking about for weeks now, which is her email readings, which you can get to through the website there. So make sure to check that out. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and give the show over to you.
All righty. Thank you, Mark. Welcome, yeah. Everyone. I would like to dedicate this show to my mother. She is going to be 86 years old this week. And we were talking recently. She has been within her religious belief. She has been extremely faithful in what she believes. And even though she and I have not always agreed, she has found a way to connect with her concept of God in a way that has not only been meaningful for her, but has been the sustaining presence in her life. My dad passed away in 1992, very suddenly. Went into the hospital one day and was gone the next. And so she's been by herself, by choice, but she's been by herself for many, many years, and has begun to rely increasingly more on the God of her faith. And she, as we were talking last week, she said, these are the things that have sustained me, and this is what I do every morning. She said, I do these four things every morning. First off, I thank God for his presence. I thank God for his protection. I thank God for his promises, and I thank God for his provision. So I'm going to segue very briefly and begin the show with a message from Archangel Raziel, who is one of the angels that you can connect with to get in touch with past life occurrences and events, especially those promises or karma or whatever we would have brought into this life. Raziel is extremely instrumental in being able to help heal things that have gone on in lives that we have lived before. But one thing that he wants you to know is that you are headed on your path. There is no direction, no right way or wrong way. You are just here. This is where you need to be. There is nothing else you need to know or remember except to just be on your path. All will unfold according to divine plan and timing. You need not concern yourself with this right now. Right now, you are at peace. Right now, you know everything there is to know. Right now is life. Right now is important. This is the dearest and greatest gift of life, to live in the present, to be in the present. The present is where all the opportunities and gateways to life and love open up. Feel this feeling in your heart, this strong, knowing, loving feeling. You here now. It is helping you do work on this planet. I was up in the Catskill Mountains one time and at this retreat place, and they had a labyrinth. Now, a labyrinth is a like a maze, except there's only one way in and out, and there's no little blinding paths. You know, you go off and you get stuck, and then you have to come back. So once you go in a labyrinth, if you stay on the path, you're going to get out because there's nowhere to go but the path. And there was this golden Buddha sitting in the middle of the labyrinth, and the thing that kept that formulated where you would walk were just little mounds of dirt. So you could easily step over it, you know, get off the path, but the purpose was obviously to walk the path, knowing that you could get off very easily, and seeing the goal being that you were going to get to this golden Buddha in the middle of the labyrinth. And I remember walking this thing. It took about 20 minutes for me to get to the middle of this thing. And I would think that I was almost there. I was almost there. Man, I would turn the corner, and all of a sudden, I'd be going off in another direction. And it would take me somewhere way far away that I didn't want to be, and I didn't know how I was going to get back to where I needed to be. But I knew if I stayed on the path, I was going to get where I needed to go. Because unless I chose to get off the path was going to take me to my goal. And I have thought about that a lot, and it really was kind of these one of those signature memories for me. And in some of the writing that I've done, it's been made very clear to me that if you do get off the path, if you step over the little grassy boundary that separates the one pathway from another, if you do get off the path, But your intention is to stay on the path. It's like the angels just sort of gently packed you back where you need to be. So it's like Archangel Raziel saying that you're right where you're supposed to be, and you know everything you need to know right now. Because one of the lessons I needed to learn in the labyrinth was follow the path, regardless of where it went, with the faith that if I just stayed one step at a time and going in the direction that the path was taking me, that I was going to get where I needed to go. That was kind of the mindset that my mother has had for all these years. She was her church pianist at the age of 6. So for, you know, at least 80 years, she's been very strong in her. And one of the ways, again, her four things that she thanks God for every day is his presence, his protection, his promises, and his provision. There are many ways to be aware of the godness that surrounds us. And God has instructed and charged his angels with giving us multiple signs of, as we see the angels, obviously we're seeing the Creator who is the leader of the angels. One of the ways of knowing that the angels are present is finding coins. Finding feathers, especially feathers where you know, not in a batch of birds, but in a, you know, in a house or somewhere where you wouldn't think there would be a feather, and there would be a feather there. Some people see, in the periphery of their vision, they'll see flashing lights or like a white, kind of a white little light. And some people have even gone to the eye doctor until they have realized that it was the angels just showing their presence with these flashes of light. Some people hear an audible voice saying, you know, don't stop, go, you know, whatever. You'll get this message so strong in your, like I get it in my brain, that I get the sense that there's, the angels are very forcefully talking to me. Some people get hunches, gut feeling, intuition, and it's always a good idea to go with your gut, go with your intuition, especially if you get repeated messages. So that's one of the ways, or several ways, that you can be mindful of the angel's presence. You can always ask, let me know you're here, let me hear you. I know I have prayed to feel the wings envelop me like in a hug, and I have actually felt pressure on my arms and around my, you know, around my torso, and really feeling like I've been enveloped. So it's always a good idea to ask, especially since angels are not going to come in uninvited. And another way to experience the angel's presence is by smelling, for me, it's smelling like roses when there's no flowers around. But it's praying and meditating and being in that state, and all of a sudden you start smelling this floral scent, and it's really pretty cool. The next thing that is to be mindful of and grateful of is the protection that the angels provide for us. Archangel Michael is one of the first angels I always think of when I think of protection. And he has that embodiment anyway with the sword and the shield of a warrior that would come in and, you know, kind of save the day. One thing that I always ask for with Michael is every day I ask for him to shield me and surround me, almost like I'm stepping into a big bubble or a big something that I can zip up and completely encase myself in so that I can give out love and the energy that I want to give out, but I don't absorb the negative energy that surrounds so many of the environments that we're in. If you find yourself in a hostile environment, it could be your home, it could be work, it could be a commuting situation if you're on a bus or some sort of area where there's a lot of people, you can just ask Michael to come and just, you know, surround you and be there for you. Recently, I put a wall of protection up, and it was like a this silvery sheet of ice kind of looked like, and I put it over all of my walls in my home, the floor, the ceiling, and I did it for my daughter. In her room and her bathroom and her closet, and she was actually in bed when I was doing this, and so even to I put the shield of protection over her, and it was the next day she got up and she said, you know, I'm really needing to clean up this mess. It's just gotten way too out of hand, and it's kind of a clutter mess, kind of equals, you know, clutter in your thinking, which it does. So she cleaned her room. She cleaned the whole house. But it was her intention to reduce the noise in her, you know, in her brain, like her monkey brain was really going. So, but I do believe it was a direct result of the energy that was put out of the and the intention of making the our home a place of protection. My mother has always been very mindful of God's promises, and I looked it up on the internet, and there's anywhere from about 3,500 promises in the Bible. I've heard 5,000, I've heard 7,000, I've heard there was even a number that said 300,000. But whichever number you pick, that's a lot of promises. And I know that if you think of any sort of relationship as a three-legged stool, and there's three things that you have to have in a relationship. And if you take any of those out, the relationship is going to falter, just like a three-legged stool is not going to stand if you take away one of the legs. And one of those legs is trust. One of those legs is the ability to, when someone says, I promise that I'm going to do this, It's the trust that the person making the promise is not only going to follow through with what they said, but they're probably going to follow through with it in the way that they want to do it. And they're going to fulfill their promise in the time that they need to do it. So part of the trust in the angels in the universe is knowing that if the angels have given you a message, or you have a particular lead, or you have you're on your path and you're going towards your goal, and it's your intention to reach your goal, that you're going to reach it, but you give the angels and the universe you're liberal enough to give them the latitude that they need to answer the promise in the way that is for our highest good, and also in the time that needs to happen for our highest good. And it's many times it's very difficult when you seemingly don't see any results, or you get a jolt, you know, somebody leaves, or there's a change in a job, or you lose a job, or there's you think that your path is going along fairly well, and all of a sudden you hit a bump in the road. And it's trusting God through the bumps that the promise that you felt so sure was going to happen when the road was smooth, the promise that you're going to get what the angels have said hasn't changed when the road gets bumpy. Or when you step out and all of a sudden the thing that you thought was going to be there to sustain you is not there. It does not mean that God's promise has changed. It just means now something different is going to happen to make promise, to fulfill that promise. The last thing that my mother thanks God for every day, is provision, that God is going to take care of her needs for that day. Like I said, my dad died many, many years ago, and so my mother's been living for a lot of years off of my dad's pension and a little bit of his Social Security and her Social Securities. And so she hasn't had a lot of extra. And we were talking last week. She said, you know, I have $400, which is a lot for her and the money that she needs. She said, I have $400 extra in my account, and I don't know where it came from. I don't know how it got there. It's not from me. It's not from anybody I know. No one made a deposit in my account. And my mother, I don't think she's ever worked a computer ever in her life. So she writes her checks and balances her checkbook, so she's down to the penny of exactly how much money she has. So there was not an accounting error. She has $400 in her bank, and she doesn't know where it came from. So she said, I know that it's God's provision that he, you know, promised that he would take care of me. She told me that when I have three siblings, so and we're all quite close. My mother had four kids in 5 years, so we were, for a while there, we were, you know, all very small and all needing to eat. And my parents did not have the money to feed us. And so my dad would start walking to the store. And he would find coins on the ground. And by the time he got to the store, he had enough money to buy food for that day. And this happened more than once. There are sometimes, I was reading a story about a family who didn't have, this man felt impressed to give these people some food, and not only just a little bit of food, but like over-the-top food. So he was emptying out the freezer. He was giving them meat and vegetables and all for 8 boxes full. And he goes over to his family, and the family had sat down at the table. There were 5 teenagers and the mother and father sat down at the table, and they were going to pray. And the 15-year-old said, "I don't know why we're going to pray because God has forgotten us." But they prayed anyway, and right when they said amen, and that is, they were sitting at the table praying and thanking God for the food. There was no food. There was no food on the table. Right when they said amen, the doorbell rang, and it was this guy with the box of food. And he comes in, and he gives these people this food. So there are some times when you thank God for his provision, that you are the recipient. But there are some times when you are the giver. And it goes back to thanking God for his presence, because when you're in that angelic zone, you get the message of what you are supposed to do. And sometimes it is to be the person who is the giver. And we can always give something, even if it's a smile, prayer, or positive energy. So when I say either giver or receiver, at some level we're all givers. All of us are givers. But there are those times when God is going to call upon us to write the check or send the food or buy the groceries or go out of their way to talk to someone they know about a job for somebody else. So it's a package of how you choose to live your day and how you choose to, what you choose to be grateful and thankful for. You know, I had a guy recently kept telling me to look for the silver linings. And I have found that when I do that, I always get a silver lining somewhere. There's always something that I find that I can be grateful for. So my suggestion would be to find those things in your life that you are grateful for. Oh, also, my mother has macular degeneration. Now, she lives by herself. But it's becoming increasingly more difficult for her to see. Care of herself. Even though her mind is sharp as a tack and, you know, she keeps plugging along with her health, but and she still gets, she can't drive, but she still, you know, she still gets around. When she goes to the window, the only thing she can see is the blue sky. And she's very grateful and thankful because, you know, as she's seeing the sky, it makes her very makes it very easy for her to get in touch with her God. So It's finding those silver linings. It's finding the positive. It's finding the remembering the promises and what you're going to stand on and what you choose to grow on. So, again, this is dedicated to my mother who instilled in all of us a deep desire to follow our path as we saw fit and needed to. So, thanks, Mom. I love you. Okay, Mr. Lawson.
Yes. Hello. Excuse me, everybody. My friend picks on me because she says I clear my place every time. All righty. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, Dr. Connie is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. If you'd like to call in for a free reading, please call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And if you're ready, Dr. Connie, I have someone ready.
I am ready.
Alfina.
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. How can we help you this evening?
I'm wanting, like, love and relationship reading.
I'm shuffling as we speak. Okay, let me get my cards out here, and all right, let's see. All right. Three things that, are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and are you asking that whether this relationship should be continued?
No, I'm just wondering what you pick up on it at this point.
Okay. There's something going on in the relationship that is not going the way, not in either of your highest good.
And what is that?
I don't know, but you do.
Actually, at this point, there's no problems in the relationship.
Okay. None. That's very cool. All right. I'm in order for the relationship to go to a deeper level, the message that I'm getting is it's time to take a risk into deepening the connection or the commitment or the individual drive within each of you that would like even add a bigger spark to the relationship.
I guess I should just ask a question since I don't really know what you're picking up on, but we have plans right now, and I'm wondering if those plans are going to be accomplished on time or if it's going to be some sort of delay.
Okay. If there is a delay, is that because it would be because of the reactions of one of you two or
no.
something beyond your control?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Beyond your control?
Yes.
Okay. What goes on with you and or your partner when you're facing this, whatever, this timeline or this concern that it's not going to happen in a particular time?
Oh, I have to answer that, or?
You don't have to answer it out loud. You don't have to say anything out loud. This is would just be an internal question for you, because what I'm getting is there is something. There is something is holding you back that needs to be brought to the surface. And
like, I honestly have no idea what you're talking about, so,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much
for
your guesstimation.
Sure.
You know, it's interesting, Dr. Connie. I actually pulled a couple cards on this myself because I was kind of feeling into this. Can I share what I pulled up on this one?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm using Doreen Virtue's deck, which is called Romancing the Angels. And I could kind of sense something, too, so it was interesting to see what the cards came up with on this one for Althina. And that is, the first one was a religious factor. It says your love life is influenced by your religious upbringing and your spiritual path. The next one was release your ex. The time has come to clear your energy.
Thank you.
And
thank you. That's where I was. Okay.
And then the next one was kind of bringing back a possibility of someone from the past. It says someone from your past is returning to your life. So I don't have the feeling that that particular person has come back into her life yet, but there
right.
did feel like there was a cord that, you know, of course she could ask Archangel Michael to come in and cut that cord. I don't sense that she was connected to that relationship still, but there was some energy. And there is that reminder that when we come out of relationships, even though we might have our own closure on it, that sometimes there's energy connections that are still in place from those previous relationships that, you know, you kind of have to close those down and clear and stuff like that as you're moving forward into a new relationship. But something definitely either – I don't get the sense it was religious-based, but something about the spiritual path about the two of them and how, you know, is kind of – they. You know, it's funny, when we get in the relationship, sometimes we avoid a lot of questions and stuff like that, and I guess it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds for her, but we'll wish her the best of luck and send her lots of love for that, because it looks like they do have a very, very powerful relationship between the two of them. So, all right, let's go ahead and bring on, is it Yvonne?
Hello, yes.
Hi, Yvonne.
All right, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How can we help you this evening?
I just have a question. I just wanted to know if you can maybe tell me something about where does my relationship stand?
Ooh, can I pull cards too?
yeah, as long as you let me go first.
Oh, of course. You got ladies' choice there. You get to go first.
Absolutely. Well, what I see, I haven't pulled any cards yet, but what I see is a like this really strong white marble pillar, and that's you. So, whatever is going on in this relationship, you stand pure, you stand solid, stand straight, and you stand proud. one of the things that Archangel Michael would like for you to do is just take a step back and breathe, because okay. you are so complete within yourself. And I don't get this much, I don't get the sense of this much strength as strong as I do with you. You're good by yourself. I mean, there's nothing that this relationship is going to add. So whatever concerns you have, it would you give it to God and the angels and just step back, and it will. It, everything is just going to unfold for you. And part of this learning that you're going to get is either a inkling into your life purpose or a deeper walk into your life purpose. Because I know that for me, and I'm going to totally project here. I'm going to say I'm not going to project, but I am going to project. When I get into a relationship, sometimes I can get so focused on my guy that I lose myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that's happening for you, but the way that the cards are kind of falling, that your life purpose is really coming up for you big time right now. And if you will get out, if you kind of step back and you get out and you enjoy yourself and connect with God in the way that you do, whether it's in nature or being around plants or animals, will help you. Does that make sense?
Yes. I mean, I'm actually doing that now. Yes.
Okay. So what? Then you're just being affirmed that you're doing the exact right thing.
Yes. Okay.
So, alrighty. So, Mark, what do you have?
I drew three cards. Is it Yvonne?
Yvonne. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. I drew three cards from the Romancing the Angels deck. I love these angel cards. They're absolutely amazing, as this entire deck is related to all the aspects of relationships. The first card that came up is past life relationship, and that is the two of you, you and your partner, have been together at least two previous past lives. So this is actually your third lifetime together, which is absolutely amazing. And basically your third lifetime together as a couple. There's been other relationships through your history and stuff in your past lives. So the first card that says past life relationship, you have known each other before. And I wish I could actually send you a picture of this. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a man and a woman holding each other in an embrace, and it's just so powerful. And I don't know if you felt that coming into the relationship, if there was any recognition on either your behalf or your partner's behalf that you guys had this, like, instantaneous connection together. Lots of times when people can recognize those, they come through so powerful. The next card that came up is the engagement card. Your love life is ascending to higher levels of commitment. And that just kind of talks about what Dr. Connie had said about you and your path and where the two of you are going. The third card is the wedding card. It says this situation involves marriage. So I think the angels kind of really nailed that one for you guys. So I wish you the best of luck, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Doctor. All right. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I absolutely love working with those angel cards for romance questions. And it's interesting because, as you know, and I've talked to you about this before, I've worked with probably about 17 decks. Mm-hmm. And they range in every aspect you can think of. And in most situations, I have a tendency to use three decks. My main deck is the John Holland Oracle deck. The next one I use is Romancing the Angels, because it's right on when it comes to anything related to romance. And the third one, of course, is messages from the angels, which I absolutely love using. And, you know, in certain situations that I go into where I find people who are a little bit conservative, generally if I pull out the angel deck, they'll at least allow me to pull cards from that. So, I find out of different decks, I guess maybe because I feel more comfortable with some over the other, that this particular deck, which is Romancing the Angels ones, is just so perfect in the way the messages come through, and it's a very, very powerful tool. So thank you for allowing me to piggyback and play with you today.
Sure. I always think that it's interesting how the angels, the messages that come through.
Yeah. So you're all set for now. So if you want to keep on going, I'm going to go ahead and mute myself for now.
Oh, well, why don't, since you've got the romance cards out, why don't you just read mine?
All right. Let's go ahead and pull out the romance deck again here. For people who have taken my classes on how to do card reading and stuff like that, I tap the deck first until it's clearing any energy that's not of not for the highest good, and I'm clearing any energy that's not mine, because in this situation it doesn't matter because I've been using it and I cleared it earlier, but lots of times if your decks are sitting around, you don't know if someone's been touching them or looking through them and stuff like that, so I like to clear them of stuff. It's funny, you know, a lot of people that I've seen working with decks like that, they're very sensitive. Like, I have seen certain people who do readings where, like, you can't touch my deck. And
yeah,
then, you know,
I've seen
you know, for each their own, and it's really, you know, the relationship with the deck and everything like that. So I'm going to go ahead and shuffle the deck here. And I do, I'm giving people kind of like the behind the scenes, because I know some of you out there do readings too. So as I'm shuffling this deck, I'm setting the intention that I want to do a reading for Dr. Connie for her highest good. I'm calling in her guides, my guides, her higher self, and my higher self to do this reading for her highest good. So for the callers who had called in, and when I was pulling your cards, that's a lot of the intention and everything that I was setting before the call. So I'm going to go ahead and pull three cards here and see where this is going. All righty. Go ahead and lay these out here.
Be gentle.
You know, it's funny. There's always been, you know, this saying that a friend of mine down in Safety Harbor, Jeannie, great teacher in Florida, had always told me, and she says, "What I heal in you, I heal in myself." And lots of people who pay attention to the readings they give, you have to say to yourself, you know, could I take this for myself? So the first card that came up is love yourself first. This has to do with your self-respect makes you more romantically attractive. This actually fits really well because I'm currently reading a book from Claire Hartsong. She's a channel who channels Saint Germain, and the book is called Soulmates and Twin Flames. And one of the most powerful messages that comes out from the Ascended Masters about romance is really to love yourself and to incorporate into yourself all the aspects of what you want in a partner. So, you know, lots of times when I'm coaching people on relationships, and I know there's a lot of people out there who are looking for their twin flames or their soulmates or whatever you feel like attracting in as far as your partner, one of the things I always tell people is it's really important to sit down, think about what's important to you, make up a list of the characteristics you'd like to see in a partner, and then basically I want you to become those characteristics. And that exercise works for two reasons. First, it works because lots of times we don't really know what we want. We haven't really taken the time to really think about it. And the second is that this whole law of attraction and just really attracting to your own vibration, it's really important to take those characteristics. You know, let's just say you want a partner who has a sense of humor and, you know, maybe you have a little bit of a warm, you know. So, you know, if you want to attract something like that, you need to kind of incorporate that in and make it part of who you are. So there's this whole idea of really just kind of loving yourself and becoming the aspects of exactly what you're looking for. And through that, you know, setting the intention and stuff like that and putting your imagination, and putting emotions to those feelings, you then can come into the frequency of attracting something in like that. So the first card that came up was love yourself first. And I don't know about you, I can definitely own that one. this is an interesting one. This probably fits more for me than you, Dr. Connie, but it says let go of control issues. Allow this situation to unfold naturally. And, you know, a lot of my friends who do readings for me say, I'm not, you know, my guides are telling me I can't tell you exactly what your partner looks like because we know you're going to go on a hunting mission. So it's like, you know, it's that idea of once you put the attention out, you know, once you put out what you're looking for, you know, it's not that you can just sit back in your house alone and expect that someone's going to ring the doorbell. I mean, you have to do the right actions. That might look like getting on some dating sites. It might look like going out with friends, going into to places where you can actually meet somebody. You know, lots of relationships happen through introduction to friends. And hold on for 1 second. There you go. I'll pull you back on. It looked like you dropped off there. I was so busy channeling stuff, I didn't notice it. Are you back there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. So there is this idea that there's action that's required to pull in a relationship, you know, such as putting yourself out there. You know, it's kind of like if you want to get the job, you can ask for it and put the intention out there and everything, but unless you send some resumes out, chances are you're not going to get that job. So you got to work with the universe there. But there is that idea of, you know, just having balance. And in this situation, when it talks about bringing in a partner, it says letting go of control and allowing the situation to unfold naturally. So that it's kind of like you got to put yourself out there, but at the same time not go crazy and go like trying to, you know, meet every single person you come across kind of thing. The last card for this reading says heart-to-heart conversation, and it says honestly discuss your feelings with each other. This here is, and I'm not quite sure because I've never seen this come up the way it's coming up right this second, but I'll tell you what it's meaning to me right now. This is actually really interesting. I'm actually getting that this heart-to-heart conversation that needs to take place is between you and your inner child. And it has to do with you having a relationship and healing the relationship between you and your inner child. And from that, the two of you coming together then will attract in a partner that'll wind up with your frequency. I'm not sure because I've never seen anything like that happen before, but I'm just giving it to you the way I see it. So, you know, that, of course, means, you know, taking the time to do some inner reflection on your inner child, you know, nurturing and letting your inner child know that you two have your relationship first. It's almost like loving yourself, which is like the first card that came up. And that's what I'm getting for that for now. So it just like me, it sounds like you have some work to do. But generally, that's how the greatest attractions come into our lives is once we do a lot of our own personal work. So thank you for allowing me to do that reading for you.
Sure, thank you.
So if we want to flip it around in the last couple of minutes, if you want to pull some angel cards for me, I'd love to hear what Archangel Mike or anybody has to say about what's going on with this job search and what can I do to personally shift myself to allow this to come in faster?
Alrighty. I'm going to move myself because just as I was thought might happen, I'm finding dead spots in my house for some reason. I don't know. I don't think Mercury's in retrograde anymore, but my house tends to be.
Well, with dead zones there, if you were a medium, that would be a perfect situation.
Yeah, for real. For real. All right. All right, so interesting. This is like one of these readings that's back at you.
Mm-hmm.
loving yourself and allowing yourself to receive love, because it's the humbling. And it's a coupling of humbling and self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
Of being able to receive all of the really good, yummy stuff that the universe has for you. And the more that you receive, the more aware you are of how amazing you are. Even though you know that intellectually, and you certainly manifest it spiritually, there is a piece of you that gets to realize how perfect you are. And this forever and ever love that comes from God certainly comes from me and comes from so many other aspects of your journey is an awakening of you really embracing how amazing you are. And to know that God is in charge of what's going on in your circumstance right now.
That's an amazing message. Thank you. I know one of the things I've been doing, or as you know from our personal conversations, you know, one of my life lessons and stuff that's unfolding right now has to do with trust, faith, and surrender. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, really just watching and surrendering things. And then one of the things that I've done, for a lot of my friends and people who know me know I kind of poo-poo the whole journaling thing, and I actually have 3 journals that I'm running right now. One of them is a prayer journal where I pray for stuff, and then I actually watch and I record when I see stuff come in, and it's amazing to see all the miracles and stuff that are coming in, but sometimes you don't pay attention to those unless you're really tracking something on paper, where you're tracking
right.
exactly what you're looking for and then watching on whatever way it shows up. I think for a lot of us, we have set expectations on how we expect things to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing to just see all the different miracles that are on. So thank you for that. And we're at the end of the show. And thank you, Dr. Connie. It's great having you on. So I'll let everybody know, make sure to go to our website, drconniesays.com. Check out her email readings. And take a look at the freebies and all the great gifts that she has up there for everybody. And you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie on Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, everybody. Good night, Dr. Connie.
Good night. Good night, Mark.